Davis, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple fatalities reported in the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, after a powerful tornado tore through on Tuesday. State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla.
We're looking at just making sure that we have everybody accounted for.
The storm system also impacting Illinois and Wisconsin. The White House responding to word from Norway, Spain, and Ireland this morning that they will recognize a Palestinian state. A statement says the president supports a two-state solution, but that a Palestinian state should be realized after negotiations, not through unilateral recognition. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley, set to hit the auction block on Thursday. An investment company claims Elvis's late daughter took out a multi-million dollar loan that hasn't been paid back and that she put up the property as collateral. Elvis's granddaughter seeking to block the sale. Lawyers for Hunter Biden said to be in court today, arguing to postpone Biden's tax trial until September. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Dane County supervisors will vote on a temporary county executive tonight. Jamie Kuhn has been nominated for the position. She spent the last 20 years in public service, working in the legislature for the governor, and most recently, she was Wisconsin's Medicaid director in the Department of Health Services. There, she was responsible for more than 1,000 employees. County board member Patrick Miles says she was chosen partially because of her ability to collaborate. Joe Parisi retired on May 3rd, leaving the position open. Voters will then decide the next county executive in the November election. And local health officials are starting to monitor Madison area beaches. Ahead of Memorial Day weekend, the goal is to determine whether the water is safe for humans and animals. They'll be checking for things like E. coli, blue-green algae, and other bacteria. They'll do these tests all summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside it, put a good swing on it. And fortunately, it got to the wall. William was able to score and, you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy.
This guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich joins us to talk about suicide and guns and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So Michael Cohen, liar, cheater, thief. The government has never run away from those facts, and they are facts, Joe. And because the defense has also elicited those sorts of admissions, doesn't make it any more true or any less true. He is what he is. The jury has known that from opening statements.
Chuck Rosenberg. All right, we skip down to Ellie Honig.
And thinking back to all of the witnesses in this case, I think the total number was 22 different witnesses. I really think, in my view at least, interested maybe what other people think, I only think there was two witnesses that I found with substantial credibility issues. Costello, as I just said, and of course, Michael Cohen. Whether one fully believes him or not, the guy has serious credibility issues. Maybe Stormy Daniels, but I didn't find anything too outrageous about what she said.
Yeah, and one last one.
But I think the jury is going to be focused on, really, Michael Cohen, above and beyond all else. Because, let's be real, Bob Costello was a terrible way to end this. You leave a bad taste in the jury's mouth. But Michael Cohen's testimony is 100 times more important to this case than Bob Costello's testimony. The guy, you know, I won't even rehash it. We know he lied to everyone. He made a bunch of money off this. Turns out he stole from the Trump org. So the question is, can they live with it? Can they live with it based on the other evidence?
Yes. And by the way, this whole, again, media reporting on this bombshell that, you know, Cohen stole, that had already come out.
Yeah, it was in his book. He admitted it in his book, so that's how they knew about it.
It wasn't a bombshell. It's yes, Trump used to stiff or not pay anybody. He, whatever. By the way, can I just say, if I ever forget to give you guys a Christmas bonus, go ahead and take it out of my, just steal it out of my purse. I don't care. I'm too old to even know. I won't even notice. Just leave
take
the Werthers.
The Werthers.
Leave the Werthers. Take the cash. Okay. Anyway, so Trump. Oh, you're welcome. That's why I never forget to give you a Christmas bonus, because I know what treacherous bastards you are.
Well, okay. And we know what's in your purse.
Not much.
That 20.
We mentioned, of course, Trump has a. Done a racist smear against Judge Mershon, and it is hilarious to point out that Judge Cannon is also from Columbia.
Yes.
But that's not, of course, that's not what it's about. It's only if you're against Trump.
Right.
Right. So the judge hates Donald Trump. I love when he talks about himself, don't you?
In the third person. Yeah.
Just take a look. Take a look at him. Take a look at where he comes from. He can't stand Donald Trump. He's doing everything in his power. Okay, he was born in Columbia, moved to Queens at the age of 6. So did I cover the racist? Oh, and then we already did the Joe Biden tried to kill me, so that would be the incitement of violence. And then Don Jr. Calls the jurors clowns and blames them for Trump not testifying. He said, why would you justify this insanity? Look at the clowns they put on there. You don't subject yourself to that nonsense, he said, speaking of the jury. Yes, Chris.
They're clowns that Trump's lawyers approved.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But I think it's good to call the jurors clowns right before the verdict and also smear the judge with a racist before he decides if you go to prison and for how long.
I'm just saying these jurors weren't foisted upon Trump.
No.
They were approved by Trump.
And they shouldn't be paying attention to anything about the trial at all.
Okay. You know what the world needs now?
Love, sweet love?
Yes. I need a love letter. After all the hate from just posting a simple picture of me with President Biden that I thought was kind of exciting. Becky says, hello from Madison. Steph, saw you, Hal, John, and Frangela last Saturday at the Barrymore. I was in the third row. It was great. It was a great show. I was also at your first one 12 years ago. Holy moly.
Wow.
I have to thank Hal Sparks for the T-Rex. That routine is the funniest thing I have ever seen. Me too. I could see it 11 billion times. I made him do it. Because it's perfect. He said this is the only way. The bit started a million years ago. This is the only way there's going to be peace in the Middle East.
Right.
Is if the dinosaurs come back.
Right.
And we have a common threat. And he does an Israeli and a Palestinian in a bunker with T-Rex. It's fantastic. And his physical thing of the T-Rex. I'm like that girl in school. I'm like, do it, Hal. Do it. Do T-Rex. Do it. 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 Becky concludes, although I'm straight, you made lickings very attractive. Frangela just about fell off your stools when you said that. I did say that to a congressperson. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I just pointed out that I am a licker.
What's his last name?
Pocan.
There you go.
Representative Mark Pocan.
Good
Chris
girl.
Was more offended that I mispronounced his name again than that I said.
Yes, that's offensive.
In front of a congressperson.
You should at least know how his last name is pronounced.
Okay, Stephanie Miller.
By the way.
Miller.
Can anyone find Representative Pramila Jayapal? We really, really need to find her for Seattle Sexy Liberal. She's done it before and is fantastic, but you know, it's hard to, the staffs change and we don't have the same contacts and whatever. We really, really would love to have her. Hi, I promise I won't say liquor, please.
You can't promise that.
No, you can't promise, no.
Seattleans. Also, if you see Ron Reagan Jr., I think I have an old email. Somebody, if you see him at the Starbucks this morning, tell him we need him. America desperately needs his voice. Why am I pointing at
I don't
that?
Know.
I don't
Same
either.
Same thing I do to Hal. Do it. Do it. Do the T-Rex. Speaking of Hal, Walter says, Dear Mama, I just spent 4 hours watching Hal Sparks cover Trump's NRA speech on Mega Worldwide. Hearing Trump's voice for an extended period of time tends to make me gassy. So while standing in line at the burrito stand, I couldn't help but let one rip. The guy behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, That sounds like the Stephanie Miller show. I swear on Trump's diaper, this story is absolutely 100% true. Bill and Tampa.
It's not true.
A lot of these stories are true.
It's not
now. Okay,
true.
Now people might be making them up.
Uh-huh.
My story is true because I was there. About the back fence when George Bush was leaving and someone said, you know who would love this? Stephanie Miller. And I was standing right behind her. There's Steph heads everywhere. You don't know, Chris. You underestimate my audience.
Your vast audience.
Can I just, this is a love letter. Can I just say, after seeing all the hate on Twitter, when I just posted a picture of Biden, this is what I hear from everybody. Our friend Lindy Lee, JoJo from Jurors. I've met, he wasn't president, he was vice president. Mm-hmm. It's been my experience and so many people I know. But I just have to, Matt said, morning, Steph, I wanted to share this with you, why I'm voting for Joe Biden. The first time I ever met Joe Biden was the 2007 Iowa Democratic Party Jefferson Jackson dinner. My family and I walked into the building and barely cleared the entrance before Joe practically sprinted across the open convention space to greet my family, taking the time to thank my father for his recently published endorsement of Biden's candidacy. It was clear this was not just a typical generic greeting. He quoted parts of the endorsement verbatim, and I was certain he obviously read and appreciated my dad's writing. Honestly, I never thought I'd have the honor of meeting him again. In July 2014, I was proven wrong. My father had unexpectedly passed away the day before. My phone rang with an unfamiliar area code. Without even thinking about it, I mechanically flipped the phone open. Matt, the voice was familiar. This is Vice President Joe Biden. I'm so sorry to hear about your father. Mm. To this day, I'm not sure if I was even able to make a coherent thought during the conversation that followed. Later that night, a second phone call came as Joe wanted to speak specifically to my mother. He spent almost 45 minutes on the phone with her, commiserating. As only two people who were unexpectedly widowed truly can. Over the months, he reached out to her several times just to check on her and make sure she was moving forward. When the funeral service came, there were flowers from both Joe and Jill, as well as Hunter and Bo Biden.
Oh, that's
my family is not wealthy. I don't even know if my father had even donated money to Joe's campaign. It was he had likely was not more than the cost of a decent dinner. Those were the actions of a man who was at the time the second most powerful man on the planet. It would have been an indescribable honor to just get a two-sentence note commemorating my dad. Joe went above and beyond for my family. He did it because it was right, and it was the decent thing to do. Joe was there for my family, and now I'll be there for him. Anything he needs done, sign me up. Anyone I need to talk to, give me their number. Anyone who needs my help to vote, I'm there. We need a president that's a beacon of hope and decency, not a klaxon blaring us warning of oncoming disaster. Our country needs a restoration of normalcy and decency. No matter what happens, I will be there to cast my ballot to keep President of the United States Joseph Robinette Biden. Sincerely, Matt. I can't tell you how many of those stories I've heard. So that's why it drives me crazy, the lesser of two evils. Joe Biden is not evil.
No,
he is, as Lindsey Graham said, as good a man as God has ever created.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is one of the most evil, in my opinion. So it's not, you know, lesser of two evils. It is, it is a clear choice.
And Joe Biden, when he hears a fart joke, says, "Are you a Stephanie Miller fan?"
That's right. Exactly.
Well, yeah, he always says that.
Uh-huh. I will not be mocked. On my own throne. Nancy in Illinois. Hey, Nancy. Hello.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hello.
I wanted to let you guys know who the wonderful Mrs. Hawley is.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Mrs.
Josh
noted
Hawley's
fisting
wife?
Aficionado. Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. She argued before the Supreme Court to eliminate mifepristone and misoprostol.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot.
She
about
was
that.
The one who.
There's a hotter part of hell for women that, you know, undermine other women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she goes there first.
This is American Taliban kind of stuff, because she's a Catholic activist who's trying to get a birth control eliminated from the everybody's medicine cabinet.
That includes
Nancy,
condoms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way, Jeff Tiedrich said, "Hey, remember when they told us Roe was settled law and we should all just calm down? That was fun, wasn't it? Now those same weasels want us to calm down about them wanting to outlaw contraceptives." Your calm down bull.
Yep.
Yeah. No, they're coming for it.
Yeah. And please stop pretending Trump has any policies or any idea about anything. Of course, he said, "Oh, you're going to take a good look at that, banning contraceptives." And then he tries to walk it back because he realizes there's been blowback. He will say anything just to stir up, to try to get elected. I mean, it's insane. Call to activism tweeted, "Dear women, Republicans will soon announce which birth control you will be allowed to use next year, and Donald Trump will decide." That is the truth of it. Mm-hmm. Rude Pundit said, "It looks like Alito and Thomas are breaking federal law by not recusing themselves from January 6 cases, and the Justice Department could open an investigation, but, you know, we wouldn't want to appear biased by enforcing the law." I keep saying all of the above. I'm trying to deal with this. I get that there's some things we're not going to be able to do. And that was my impression of you, Chris. Okay. Ian Milheiser, our legal animus, says, "From everything I've heard, the New York prosecutors are doing an effective job in their case against Trump, but it still makes me nervous that we're betting our whole ass democracy on whether it's possible to convict a wealthy man with expensive lawyers in an American court." Hear, hear. Yeah. It is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Vote, vote, vote. We have to double and triple down on democracy, and then we can achieve a lot of the things that we want to achieve, but we can't. Okay. I'm sorry.
You just made yourself laugh, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm being particularly C-wordy. But at least own it. Okay, Malcolm Nance coming up in Coffee with Carlos. This portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. Bingity, bingity, bingity. I know I'm throwing you off a little bit, but today's weightlifting day.
Yeah, why is that?
And they're not girl weights to me. They're heavy.
They're pink.
Some of them are.
One pair is pink. The rest are manly metal gray color.
Okay.
Manly, yes, I like them too. Okay, I'm just telling you, I love this stuff. I do. Strawberry lemonade flavor. I don't like those, you know, the mossy, grassy.
No, that's gross.
Yeah. These are delicious. Gives me a flavor in my water so I can hydrate. I had to hydrate. We went to Albuquerque, dry, elevation, all that stuff. You got to hydrate. Why not put this fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor in it? And what do you get? 10 supplements in one. It gives you, helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you're searching for that little extra boost of energy, or you just want to enhance your overall well-being, feel younger, you name it, go to roundhouseprovisions.com with Mama. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
This is Jody and I multitasking. She's helping me pick out a trickle charger for my car because I'm such a loser and I don't go anywhere. And I only, you know, as you know, drive my car once a week to
Paramount.
No, to go on my bike ride.
To Paramount, so Cecil B. DeMille can use your car.
Right.
Uh huh.
But I've been on the road, and so I tried to lend it to you the other day, and it didn't work. And so I had AAA, and they charged it, and now I just went to start it. It's dead again. So I'm getting a trickle charger.
I had one for my old Lexus, so.
Yeah.
Because I only drove it once a week to come here.
I just had it. They just jumped it 4 days ago, and I drove it, and I had it on for half an hour, and now it's muerto again. Okay.
And they said your alternator and your battery are okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Could you ready now a warning? And also the shut-up cannon? Thank you. Former FBI Director James Comey tells Alex Wagner a second Trump term is a danger for all Americans because Trump is coming for the Justice Department and the FBI.
Now a warning?
And also, you can shut them.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
He was distinctly, what's the word I'm looking for, Jody, unhelpful in 2016.
Yes.
In this regard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rick Stengel tweets, if you want to know what an authoritarian end of the rule of law looks like, look no further than Greg Abbott's pardoning of Daniel Perry for shooting Garrett Foster at a Black Lives Matter protest. Mm-hmm. He was convicted of murder by a Texas jury.
Yep.
When a state executive pardons a convicted murderer for ideological reasons, not legal ones, that is the end of the rule of law. Vote for candidates who believe in the rule of law.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved, who is this? Oh, Texas, speaking of Texas, Lieutenant Governor douchebag Dan Patrick outside Trump's trial.
If the courts in New York come after any of you because of something you said, because you said something the ruling class didn't like, and that's what all these other countries are about. They shut down the ruling class.
They shut down the ruling class, he said.
They want to be sure that anyone that speaks up against the ruling class disappears.
He stumbled on his words.
They want Donald Trump to disappear. Mm. They want to send him to jail. They want to take him off the main stage because they know here's their biggest danger to taking the ruling class down. No, you know why? Donald Trump is not the ruling class.
But
the reporter said, isn't Donald Trump's not the ruler? Really?
What is?
Rich white billionaire that has been president of the United States, that's not the ruling class? I love he said, the way he's been treated is the way you'd see in Russia and China and North Korea. All the places where Trump loves those dictators.
Yeah.
Those are the
absolutely
places. Yeah. They said you would see every little tin pot dictatorship across the... Ooh. Also, Sebastian Gorka.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings. Greetings. He was very enraged.
Greetings. Mm-hmm.
Would a member of the ruling class be facing 730 years in prison? What a pathetic question. 730 years in prison, and he's a member of the elite? That's pathetic. You're not a journalist.
If you're doing crimes, then
Thank you.
Go to prison.
Jody Hamilton.
He just admitted the two-tiered system, that if you're in the ruling class, you don't get busted.
Thank you. Thank you. Troy Nels, really? Really? Is everything awful from Texas except for Jasmine Crockett?
Exactly.
Here he is. 17, Troy Nels. Here we go.
Troy Nels from the great state of Texas. I tell you what I saw today. This is nothing more. And the American people see it. This is election interference. First time to the courtroom, I sat in there for an hour and I said, we've got a compromise judge, no question about it. We've already highlighted to you all about the daughter, big mega donor for all the Democrats. They don't want Donald Trump off the ballot. They don't want him on the ballot. They don't want Donald Trump holding rallies, because what happens at his rallies? This is 5 weeks sitting in a courtroom when he should be out reaching the American people and telling the American people what he would like to do for this country. And who shows up? Tens of thousands of people show up at Donald Trump's rallies. The Democrats hate it. There's not another person on the planet that can do that other than the Pope.
Oh, no, so now he's compared to the Pope.
He's like the Pope.
All right.
The Pope, Mandela,
and also Jesus.
And Jesus.
Yeah. You know what? I realize on our side, the question, too, I will always ask myself is, what would J.C. do? But in my case, it's Jasmine Crockett. What would Jasmine Crockett do? And then go ahead and do that thing.
What would Malcolm Nance do?
Alpha liberal. I don't know. You know what? We could ask him that next, couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
That was ham-handed. Stephanie Miller Show.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's been a deadly week here in Wisconsin for people riding ATVs. A man died and a woman was hurt in a crash Sunday in Lafayette County. Another man died in an accident Thursday in Outagamie County, and a week ago in Shawano County, a 13-year-old girl died in a crash. If you're born after 1988, you must take an ATV safety course to drive on public lands, but the DNR says those courses are open to everyone. More and more evidence shows social media can be dangerous for kids. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
We want to make sure that no other children die or are harmed by the same design features that have harmed our children.
The U.S. House Committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home. If you're waiting for your power to come back on, it may be a bit. Madison Gas and Electric says 42,000 people in the Madison area lost power at some point during these storms. Madison Gas and Electric says this is one of the biggest outages in MG&E history. It takes the majority of a workday to repair just one broken power pole, so they've really got their work cut out for them, and they'll be asking other groups to come help. They say it may take a few days to restore power to everybody. And it's not just homes that are affected. Some UW health clinics had to close until at least noon because they don't have power. That includes the following locations: Yahara, 621 Science Drive, the Digestive Health Center, and the Cross Plains Clinic. Across the Madison area, crews are working all day to clear streets from trees and debris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
When you finally find your person you call the one, the search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from Kopke's greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, talking planting and also the bug guy, cicadas, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
About what's right for you, knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov.
That's AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let me be clear. We reject the ICC's application for arrest warrants against Israeli leaders. Whatever these warrants may imply, there is no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. And it's clear, Israel wants to do all it can to ensure civilian protection. But let me be clear, contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that. We'll always stand with Israel and the threats against its security.
All right, the president, I think someone else has said a couple things like that. Let's just check. Okay, here we go. It's our favorite subject.
We can dance if we want to, if we hope somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi. Good morning, sir.
Hello. I heard you giving lovey talk to those dogs.
Hello. Hello. Mommy and yeah. Mommy. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Okay. Hey, so, yeah, obviously a lot going on with the Middle East. So what's the other? Hang on. Hold, please.
Kept a couple stories for you. Hold on.
The Ireland one?
Yeah, Spain and Ireland.
In Norway,
pardon me, have announced they will formally recognize a Palestinian state. Malcolm, help me here. Why is that bad? Because Israel reacted angrily, saying the move will bring more stability in the region, recalling its ambassadors from all three countries. They said this was a decision, it was not against Israel or in favor of Hamas, but rather in support of peace. This just continues to be such a difficult issue. Can you just talk to us a little bit about where we're at with this and what the president said?
First off, Spain, Ireland, and Norway have been the most vocal anti-Israel countries in Europe. Look, I lived in Spain for almost a decade. It's not like you can't find all the vestiges of them wiping the Jews out during the Reconquista and the Muslims. So, but Ireland has this contrarian streak in them where these people are rabid, considering that it was a country formed on terrorism and by terrorism and civil war. And then on the other hand, you have Norway, which sees themselves as sort of the kumbaya peacenik version of Scandinavia. But by recognizing a Palestinian state, you would have to first recognize, I don't know, some place called Palestine, of which there is none. There is no place called Palestine. There has never been a Palestinian state. And what they're doing is giving recognition to a diaspora of people that go from Michigan to Kuwait City to Beirut to Cairo.
Right.
So what is it? So who is the leadership of this Palestinian state? And by giving them these resources, you're now saying you're going to channel resources of the United Nations and NGOs to people? Awesome. I think that's great. But as we've seen just recently in the Rafah operations, Hamas has been seizing virtually all of the aid and redistributing it to people that they want to see not starve, not to the average Palestinian.
Yeah.
So hurrah, they feel like they've done something wonderful for themselves. Virtue signaling is awesome. But like, you know, like many of these tent protests, it does not actually help the people who need help.
Yeah. So obviously we talked about The Hague and Netanyahu. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you saw, he was interviewed on MSNBC, and he said, well, that's ridiculous. That would be like, you know, after 9/11, going after, you know, charging bin Laden and George W. Bush. Well, I always said George W. Bush, I think, was responsible for the massive for the incompetence, the massive intelligence failure that happened on his watch of 9/11, much like Netanyahu was responsible for a massive intelligence failure that he failed to stop on October 7th. And still, nobody, by the way, Malcolm, has been able to answer for me. Where was the Israeli military on October 7th? Why did it take, I don't know, ten hours?
Let me reel you in a little bit.
All right.
I'm focused just on
Netanyahu's incompetence first, and then we'll get to the rest of it. But
go ahead. First off, Netanyahu's incompetent. And I've said on this show many times he should have resigned in the first hour.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He failed in the number one job of an Israeli prime minister, which is the defense of his people.
Yep.
But let's talk about where the Israeli army was. Up to 3,000 Hamas terrorists entered the country and were fighting all over the place. I came back from 6 weeks in Israel. I have studied the attacks down there on 10/7. I even have some of Hamas's battle flags. But then 6,000 civilians came in and started stealing whatever they wanted. The Israeli army responded immediately. But this is almost like the entirety of Texas, right? The entire Texas, let's say, Mexican border at war. It took hours for major heavy forces to come down there. But, you know, there was one group of people that were already there, right? The 8 women tank drivers in the IDF that went right to the border and for 8 hours battled nonstop hundreds of Hamas terrorists. Every person with a rifle in southern Israel went down there. It was a war. They battled down there person to person, rifle to rifle. So it took 8 hours to get it under control. But no one abandoned southern Israel. But I do blame Netanyahu for removing 2 brigades off that border into the West Bank in order to support more settlements.
Thank you.
So
he
failed at that, too.
So let's jump to your next book, They Want to Kill Americans.
After Middle East problems would be solved if he left.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Let's talk about your last book, They Want to Kill Americans, because I know we are so numb to it. It's so normalized, Malcolm, but... This Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump saying Biden tried to assassinate, Trump because there was a boilerplate FBI search warrant executed at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, he just got up and left.
Where did he go?
I think he's going to get
You know what?
Going to get some.
I got some water
pop.
Because stupid things like this make me drink.
I mean, Ellie Honig, among other legal analysts, said, this is ridiculous. There's nothing to see here. I looked even at the specifically what they're talking about. If you look at the search warrant documentation, this is a standard form. It's page 11 of a sheet. It gives the FBI the generally acknowledged standard for use of lethal force. It appears in every search warrant, every operational plan, every ops plan. There is nothing to this. The notion that there's something dangerous wrong, I'm hesitant to even dignify the assassination talk by mentioning it, but it's completely out of line. But what it can do is incite violence against Biden and other, officials, right?
Well, the funny thing about this is these are people who came there, right, with the intent to overthrow the government. And now they see every vehicle and instrument of the government, which has been used forever against people of color, right? People who are against their, violence and things like that. Protesters in various places. Standard template boilerplate documents that say you cannot draw down a weapon on an FBI officer or there will be consequences is suddenly seen in cloud cuckoo land as being a vast government experience. And I'm sorry to say it, I have been studying this for decades. To this particular nutty cult class of white person, everything is a conspiracy against them.
Yeah.
Everything. Every vehicle of government they've used to harm and suppress people is now suddenly against them because it involves people who look like Donald Trump, that corpulent, out of shape, and they now want to dismantle that until next year if they win, because we have young people who are saying they'd rather not vote for Biden and allow this to come in where they will actually assassinate people, where they will use the instrument of government against you. You like the way I threw that little warning in there?
Oh, yeah, I did. A little shouty and then a little shouty Michelle face. I always say, though, Malcolm, what's distracting from what? And I'm sorry to say I cheated on you with another spy. I cheated on you with Valerie Plame in Albuquerque last weekend for Sexy Liberal.
Hey, if I'd been there, we were going always.
But, you know, she was talking, obviously, about the same stuff you talk about. You know, instantly you would have been fired. You did one iota of what Trump did with classified documents. And what I feel like this is distracting from is court documents revealed Tuesday. Trump's lawyers found additional classified documents in his bedroom some 4 months after the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Notably, no excuse is provided as to how the former president could miss the classified marked documents found in his own bedroom at Mar-a-Lago, the judge wrote in this opinion. The other story is an unnamed witness, an advisor to Trump, scanned the contents of a box that had classified documents, saved the digital files to her laptop, which belongs to a political action committee, which pays Trump's legal expenses.
God almighty. You know, I'm telling you, if Eileen Cannon, who they call a judge, appointed by Trump, was not involved in delaying and ending this process, which is what her hope is that Trump will appoint her to the Supreme Court after she ends this case. Donald Trump would have been convicted months ago. This case is open and shut. It's as simple as, did you have them? Yes. Did you know you were not supposed to have them? Yes. Done. Yeah. We convict people like this every month for disclosing or stealing classified documents. Valerie Plame had her entire life and career and mission ruined by the divulging of classified information deliberately. And that was a massive bigger scandal than this with Trump. Because right now, if Donald Trump says he can do it, he can do it. And we have an entire party who are acting as a vehicle of, you know, all of these things set a pace for all of these young guys and women in the Air Force and the military who are just stealing stuff and selling it to China and the Russians because Trump's getting away with it.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
You really picked the good ones to get me started.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Normally, you're so hard to bring out of your shell. So this revelation about the Trump advisor putting the stuff on her laptop was tucked away in a footnote of a court document unsealed by Judge Beryl Howell in response to a separate filing in which Trump's attorneys were claiming prosecutorial misconduct. So I love that this was only revealed because the Trump team was trying to say the other side did something wrong. And what happened is more Trump wrongdoing comes out from this.
Well, you know, I'm sure Elena Hava has been removed from New York and has been sent down to handle this. And that would explain it because, you know, legal idiocy abounds in the Trump team, just like this case with Costello. These people don't know what they're doing, but that doesn't make them any less dangerous. They're stupid people who are trying to gain power again. And once again, all of this will go out the window. It's so common now to hear on CNN and MSNBC almost blithely hear them say, well, this all goes away when Trump becomes president.
Yeah.
That's not the way it's supposed to work. But
thank
now
you.
It's based
blithely.
The case.
Like we all just know it. We're just like, okay, well, I mean, Bradley
okay,
Moss.
Okay, that's going to happen. Yay.
Yeah. Bradley Moss, national security attorney, echoed what you just said. He said, reminder, the Mar-a-Lago documents case was and always will be the cleanest, most straightforward criminal prosecution of the four against Trump. That the public won't see it brought to fruition before they go to the voting booth is a stain on the judicial system. I mean, that is exactly what you just said. Is this is a slam dunk, but for, you know, his dumb luck of getting this hack judge, right?
You know, I do have to fault Michael Smith. He should have protested that day one, minute one, when she was brought up in the rotation to handle a case she had already showed utter incompetence on. Utter incompetence. The woman had never tried anything as a judge, ever. Yeah. And now here she is in one of the most landmark cases in American history. And her personal partisanship is showing left and right. Someone has gotten her. And someday, someone, you know, probably Maggie Haberman or someone else that knew about this the day it happened, where she'll say, oh, I was promised a Supreme Court judgeship if I stifled this case. And they're saving it for a book 8 years from now in the middle of a dictatorship.
Yep. Well, as you always say, vote, vote, vote. And can I just say another example? Yesterday, Fani Willis overwhelmingly voted back in in Fulton County. You retweeted our friend Brooklyn Dad, who said, "Good morning, happy Tuesday to everyone who agrees with the always brilliant Jasmine Crockett about the reasons behind the disgusting GOP attacks on DA Fani Willis just for doing her job. Racism is alive and well in America." Well, you know what? Good for them in Fulton County. I said that yesterday. You know, you need to full-throatedly say enough with prosecuting the prosecutors, investigating the investigators, for someone that is just trying to do their job, right?
Well, that's because one half of America, or one third of the American electorate, is crazy screaming every minute about what's going on. And then the rest of us are sitting around discussing it over coffee and tisking about how horrible this is. When are we going to stand up and start voicing our displeasure at the removal of people? I mean, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama are states that are overwhelmingly black majorities who could sweep legislatures and governorships and the presidential election out, but they don't vote at all. And it is your job, every person listening to the sound of our voice, to start stoking the fire and start saying dictatorship is coming. And that title of that last book, They Want to Kill Americans, some of these people think that's a permission slip from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If things don't go his way.
Yep.
So you better get on it.
You reposted Eric Swalwell, who said, "Don't take it from me, take it from Trump. He just declared he will bring Nazism to America."
Oh, yeah, the new right.
All right. You heard Shouty McShoutface. All right. All right, Malcolm, love you. See you next week.
Thanks, Malcolm.
There he goes. Now. There he goes. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Meat.
Yeah. Meat, 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 meat.
I want Father's the meat Day. Sweats.
Yeah. Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks. They've made it so easy to be a daddy's girl or boy. Oh. Just do it. Yeah. Do it. Check this out. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. You would not believe how much quantity, how much quality you get in that box. It's so impressive.
It is.
OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever Dad wants to grill those side dishes. Oh, my God, right? Scalloped potatoes, the caramel apple tartlets. Okay, Omaha Steaks knows exactly what Dad wants. Steak! This Father's Day, give him an experience he will remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you.
Aww.
Daddy's boy or daddy's girl. Okay, for this Father's Day, show him the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. Omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone phone hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Stephanie Miller.
Kevin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Kev. Welcome from Washington State.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Oh, hi.
Thank you. Yes. Like I said, could I be the other Kevin from the other Washington, if possible?
Absolutely.
And I've got a request for Rocky Mountain Mike. There's a song from the 60s called Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can just change the word Bogart to Bobert.
Okay. I love suggestions. All right. Thank you, Kev. All right. By the way, Malcolm had retweeted, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted that Zelensky is a dictator.
Yep.
I swear to God, everything, they just project, right? Yeah. And Lewis tweeted, she just can't stop being a shill for Putin for even one day. Really pathetic.
Amen.
Unbelievable. Traitors. Okay, speaking of which, Rudy Giuliani. Oh my God, I loved his tweet right before he got served.
Yeah.
Like, they only have one more day. They can't find me.
And then they had the birthday
alive.
Party.
Ah.
And then they had his birthday party.
Yes. Okay. Here he is whining.
It happened because Donald Trump appointed me.
Oh no. Should we try again? Giuliani whining as usual. No? All right. And scene. So.
Wait, what number?
Four.
Four. Okay. There we go.
I've been indicted in Georgia. I've appeared on every occasion. I've been sued about 20 to 25 times by a very, very similar movement to this one, which is the let's see what we can do to destroy Donald Trump.
Okay, give me just a moment.
I do consider this indictment a complete embarrassment to the American legal system, but I show no tendency not to comply. I show up for every court appearance. And there must have been about 20 to 30 of them. There is no history of my being a flight risk.
The judge finally said, Mr. Giuliani, I don't want to mute you, but you're going to have to shut up.
Yeah.
I love that him bragging about how many times he's been charged with stuff.
Yeah, right.
Is his
times.
Defense.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm charged with 20,000, 30,000 things I never flee. I mean, that's despicable. Oh, God. Can't America just mute? Let's just do that. Let's just mute Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani.
We have to unplug it and plug it back
right.
in.
Well, let's just mute them permanently. Hit the mute button on Election Day. Carlos, I'll talk to you next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Trump's trying to unite the Reich. We'll talk about it. We'll take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.